Next book. Jerry Groopman is a physician. His wife, Pam Hartsband, is also a physician. And they've published this book, Your Medical Mind, How to Decide What is Right for You. They look at the sorts of biases that affect the way patients take their own values and beliefs and implement those in making a decision. And some of the things they say seem quite logical, but haven't necessarily been sort of perhaps flagged up as much as they should have been in the past. So they talk, for example, about minimalists, people that want the very least done to them, versus maximalists, people that will actually always want something done. It's always been one of my feelings looking at when I've worked in the States compared to in England, that my personal feeling is that many Americans seem to have a cut-it-out sort of attitude towards cancer. Now, it may be related to the history of the use of radiotherapy or something like that, but that's an example of a maximalist versus a minimalist type of response. And equally, they describe what might be called technology enthusiasts, those people that want the very highest tech treatment come what may, versus naturalist patients, people that want only natural therapies. And they combine these. You can actually think of combinations. So the example they give of a maximalist naturalist is someone who will take a lot of natural herbal remedies, acupuncture. They want to do a lot, but they want it all to be in this sort of natural domain. And at the other end, you can even have a minimalist technology fan, someone who only wants the minimal amount of treatment, but they want it done with a laser because they feel that that's technologically advanced. But can you see how people come from different perspectives, and often their personal history and their family history influence the way in which they make those decisions? Shared decision-making.